British Rail Hovercraft Limited started the first scheduled hovercraft services in the world, and it was straight away from day one a highly intensive service, and that was something I had done very deliberately to set ourselves an achievable target. And in the first, what, 2.5 years of hovercraft operation, certainly throughout my time before I left BRHL at the end of 1968, we had not had one single injury, we had not had a single fatality, we had had only one minor accident when somebody put a glancing blow into one of the navigation buoys in the Solent, and that particular pilot was taken off flying from that moment on and did not return. He also happened to be a fairly senior official in the company, but perhaps I shouldn't go into that. We had a remarkable safety record, and it really was quite extraordinary that we were carrying people now numbering hundreds of thousands, and we never had, throughout the whole of my time anyway, one single claim for injury or loss, and not even loss of a bag. So far as the craft themselves were concerned, there were some minor accidents. Accidents usually at the terminals, when the craft were trying to manoeuvre in what was fairly limited space, and a hovercraft which itself was not the handiest thing to command, particularly in high wind states. But nevertheless, the important thing was the safety record was literally 100%.